One of these days, I'm going to record all you guys singing. When you guys get all comfortable and I can hear like 25 of you singing, that'll be a blast. We have some latecomers, but some of my favorite people. I believe there's a man out there named Benjamin. Benjamin, would you like to say good morning? Good morning. And I believe one of our supporters of in all areas of our lives, Pastor Rick, is arrived on the phone, and he's here to say good morning. I was dealing with something petty. kids, chapter 40, the price of pettiness, 2023. What is the price of pettiness? Everything. Everything. You know, I got this, you know, with Google, I got this Amazon, right? So no matter where I'm at, I can go shopping. And Amazon, you know, I can type it in and it'll be at my house the next day, maybe even the same day. And then on top of it, it gives me suggestions about what I might like. And they're good suggestions. I do like it. I do want that. Recently, I started buying vinyl albums. I like some of the old albums that I used to listen to, you know. And it gives me a suggestion. I'm like, yes, I would like that album too, yes. And it's from anywhere. Do you know, I wish there would have been something like that for my life. Right back in the day, before I made these stupid errors, before pettiness cost me everything, right? Well, does it cost me everything? Well, yeah, on a daily basis. Why, well, like, wouldn't it have been great if an Amazon-style thing would pop up and say, hey, why wouldn't you like to do this instead of that? Why wouldn't you like to do, would you like to do this instead of that? If I had some suggestions, instead of being stupid, would you like to do this? Instead of being dumb, would you like to do this? Wouldn't that have been great? Some suggestions. Someone might make a suggestion. I didn't have that. And I did survive it. Because without it, I did have the Lord. And the Lord directed me when seemingly I was his enemy. Chapter 4, The Price of Pettiness, as I always say, my favorite chapter, the most important chapter. Is it that way every week? Probably. The most important chapter. They're all so important. The Price of Pettiness 2023. Petty is the most expensive item on the list, second only to revenge, right? Revenge is so expensive, and yet we employ it regularly and seem to feel that the cost is justified. Yeah, we don't have any problem, right? We employ petty on a regular basis. It seems like it's worth it. What is it? Putting little things above all the big things that matter. Putting little things above all the big things that matter, right? Petty is small-minded, immature, foolish, and it lacks all the things that are great. Petty's the opposite of honorable. Petty removes me from good behavior. Titus 3:9 warns us to avoid foolish controversies and genealogies and arguments and quarrels about the law, about anything really, because these are unprofitable and useless. In 2 Timothy 2:14, Paul instructs Timothy to keep reminding God's people of these things. Warn them before God against quarreling about words. It is of no value and only ruins those who listen. Oh, come on, man. Pettiness is a divider. How many times have you said, I didn't sign up for this. I ain't doing it. Make sure you know what you're saying and make sure you know what you're walking away from. Pettiness creates unnecessary walls and unnecessary rifts between people. Many places in Scripture instruct believers to set aside differences in order to work together for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of things that are good. The gospel is good. You're believers. It's good. 2 Timothy 2:23, 26 through 26, don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments because you know they produce quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. Opponents must be gently instructed in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth, and that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil who has taken them captive to do his will. Oh, yeah. Now, I'm going to address that, you know. Because every day for me isn't about gently directing people. What happens when people don't listen? It's hard. What happens when petty is getting the best of somebody and I can't stop it? Well, I gotta try. I have absolutely unloaded on people when stupid was about to destroy their path. Did it help? Not usually. They are designed and programmed to step off of that cliff, and it's like they look at me and say, hey, I can fly. I'm telling you, man, it's crazy when people get in this mindset, and each one of you know what I'm talking about because you got that mindset. When you got it, you got it, and you got it bad. So, again, I ask that, did it help? When I jump into people, get in the way, once in a while. But for the most part, people fight for their right to be stupid. They fight for their right to be stupid, stupid, stupid. And they go down hard for petty. Guy told me, you know, you don't talk like you're holy. And I said, well, I'm not that holy, but that doesn't change what I'm telling you to do. I am a child of God, and Scripture says nothing can take me from Him. Same for you. And wherever we're at on the path, God can use you wherever you are on the path to bring hope to others. I've often said to people, wouldn't you rather me yell at you than let you jump off the cliff? Right? Wouldn't you rather me drag you back from the great abyss of your own incorrect behavior or let you fall?
Well, whatever you want to do, I guess it's okay, you know. You want to fall off into a shard glass, okay.
But again, the Bible is hard. It says to argue with a fool is absurd. But in an even harsher tone, for me, Matthew is brutal. Do not give dogs what is sacred, Matthew 7:6. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Ha! Have you ever been on the other end of somebody who does not want to take your direction? Yeah, I struggle with that scripture. After many years of rebuilding businesses, When is it time? When is it time to let somebody go? When? In my position, when people push back against common sense, it is fatal. Fatal in my business. Fatal in the long run. Yeah, in the long run. In the short run, they think they really got it together. Well, I told Pat, I'll tell you what, I told that guy, you know, that ain't the way I roll. That. I ain't doing it. You know, I got it from here. Fatal in the long run. In the short run, seems like everything's great. In the long run, a great loss financially, spiritually, mentally, and even physically. Those decisions that we make that think they're so good because you don't want to hear direction. You don't want to be accountable. It comes down to that. You may, all of us, we kind of wrap it in honor and integrity and in God's work, but it's not. You don't want to be accountable. You don't want to do it. After failure is imminent when you cannot be directed anymore, when you cannot be taught, when you cannot be trained, when you are unteachable. After failure and people see the truth of what they've done, it's sad, but it's too late. 1 Corinthians 6:2, do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? That's you. Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? It's asking you, if you can't do the small matters, how are you going to go with Christ and judge the world? How are you going to do that? Pettiness hurts people, good and bad, for the sake of being in control, right? For the sake of being in control. Right, wrong, good or bad, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Just win, even if all is lost. Just win the argument. Just win. Hang up the phone. To heck with that guy, or whoever it is, your spouse, your partner. Fiduciary duty, key phrase. When I have power, when I am in charge, remember, use it for good. When I am in charge, remember, Patrick, use it for good. When I'm petty, oh, kids. Stop. I gotta stop it or I lose my position. True. When others are being petty, remove them from the situation. It's simple. It's harsh, but it's simple. When you ferret out who and what is being petty, remove it. You are in charge. You have been given authority. Be in charge and keep order and honor. Petty is dishonorable and absolutely unteachable. 2 Timothy 2:16, avoid worthless, foolish talk that only leads to more godless behavior. You ever try to argue with a drunk? Same thing. Recover. Recover when it happens. Apologize immediately. When you are being petty, recover from it. Apologize immediately. The longer it takes you to apologize and realign, serious consequences for leaving relationships in disrespect. Serious consequences. What are they? What are the consequences? In a sentence, what was my destiny? What was my destiny could and will simply drift away. Well, you want to change was to is? What is my destiny could and will simply drift away. Oh yeah, it's serious, man. In its worst form, petty is premeditated, planned, a violation of the rules, a quiet, sinister design of disingenuous arrogance and self-importance. Oh yeah, tells you're justified to be this ignoramus. Psalm 36:3, the words of their mouths are wicked and deceitful. They fail to act wisely or do good. Petty, walk away from pettiness, lest it consume you. Be what God intended you to be. Be in the spirit of God. Be a leader. Be in the spirit of God. Be a leader. Look, I'm not exactly a fan of this German philosopher, Friedrich Nietzsche, but I say his quote every year. It was from one of his books. Nietzsche wrote a lot of things, but one thing I happen to like, it was a book that I believe the name of it was Thus Spoke Zarathustra, a book for all and none. Look, what kind of a brain makes that up, right? Thus Spoke Zarathustra, a book for all and none. It's a philosophical novel that was composed and published in four parts, written between 1883 and 1885. In it, I discovered this perfect quote that was spoken by the main character, Zarathustra. What kind of a name? You know, I can't remember Ralph, but I can remember Zarathustra, right? Whoever just came on, mute your phone. Mute your phone. Now, here is the quote. Here is the quote by this main character in this book. And it's about petty. So dig this. But like infection is the petty thought. It creeps and hides and wants to be nowhere until the whole body is decayed and withered by the petty infection. Thus spoke Zarathustra. Man, now that is seriously real. That seriously says it right there. Giving yourself a self-righteous attitude, co-signing your own bad behavior, and then the dominoes fall. And they do. Get it? Co-signing your own bad behavior? Hell, I know better than he does. Sure you do. I don't agree with that pastor. Sure you don't. I told my missus, you better do it my way. Sure you did. In the long run, I promise you, you may not care today, but in the long run, I promise you, you will care. You will care. How do I know? Because I wrote this. I am this. I get it. And I'm trying to tell you so you'll maybe make a left turn before you go down this road. So what gets in the way of petty? How do you get in the way of such? We all have these challenges, okay? Right? We all have them. Learning, that gets in the way of it. Teaching, yeah, that gets in the way of it when you're teaching someone. Sharing what you have, it gets in the way of petty. Pettiness has a hard time surviving in the face of these words, learning, teaching, sharing. You know why? Because these are the words of achievement. Achievement. People who achieve don't have time for petty people. People who achieve don't have time for petty people. They simply discard them. Yeah, you think about that for a second. Oh, that's awful. How fast can an achiever become a petty person? It's harder. But it can happen in a moment. Somebody can get popped, get hurt, Achilles heel, and they get petty. But somebody who wants to achieve wants to fix it right away. They want to fix it right away. Because they're concerned with good challenges. They want to learn. They want to be better. So what's the definition of pettiness? I looked up a lot. I had to get up. There's a lot written on it. So how did I get it concise? I remembered me. Definition of pettiness: undue concern for trivial matters, especially of a small-minded or spiteful nature. Envy, comparison, jealousy, self-righteous, pompous, and as stated, stupid and costly. Chapter 40 is a short lesson. It's a short but very effective, efficient arrow to the end of all things, or the beginning of all things. Because if you can overcome petty in a moment, you have learned a great lesson. How fast can you get off of it? A man is measured by how fast he can get off of something. A man is measured by how fast he can get off of it. What about a woman? I'd say it's pretty close to the same. I just happen to be a man. So from a man's point of view, how fast I get off of my stupid is the measure of me. So why? What did I finally come down? What is the price of pettiness? In capital letters, bold print, underlined, losing is the price of pettiness. Losing. James 3:16, for where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. Yeah, dig that. At the top of this lesson, I mentioned the worst, most costly item on the menu, revenge. Revenge is the most costly item in your life. Petty is the doorway to revenge. And that revenge is the end of all good things, whether it be cash, spiritual, emotional, or one's physical or mental health. I've told people before, you know, when they're mad and they want to sue, revenge. I've told them before. They want to get them. I'm like, okay, but it's a line item. And it will be the most expensive line item for your company in the history of your life. And it never ends once you start. Very expensive. And like I said here, cash, it's very expensive. Spiritually, it's very expensive. Emotionally, physically, it can be. Your health can be affected. Yeah, mental health, physical health. You see, revenge hate is so pure. It's so pure that it will, given the opportunity, destroy the other person. It will. In the end, you may destroy the other person. But revenge doesn't care, even if it means both parties are ruined. That's a quote by me. You see, revenge hate is so pure that it will, given the opportunity, destroy the other person, even if it means both parties are ruined. Truth. Ooh. What's the doorway to that? Petty. Pettiness. Fortunately, most walk away from people who practice petty and revenge. Most walk away. You pray for those people who are lonely and disgruntled, dangerous and petty. They're a poison to any relationship. But you know what? The problem with pettiness is that those who love you, they stay around to try to help. They try to help. And they are hurt the most by that loneliness that pettiness causes, that disgruntled, that arrogance. It's dangerous stuff, man. Poison. Poison to everything around you. If you're fighting this dragon yourself, I understand. I understand. Pray now that the Lord release you from such madness and get things back in order immediately. In his mercy and grace, interrupt and dismantle pettiness. It is created from jealousy, resentment, and destructiveness. Replace this madness with God. May we all find him now. Chapter 40, The Price of Pettiness 2023. Kids, pay attention to this voice on the phone. Amen, amen. A short lesson this morning, John, but let's rock and roll into prayer. And maybe today we save some souls. Well, maybe we open the door so that the Lord may do what the Lord does. In the saving of souls, it's always a good day. In order to do that, we want to wake up and say, oh my goodness, I want to be better. John.